Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met Palestinian President Yasser Arafat for the first time. They shook hands, but with little warmth. Both men expressed their commitment to the Middle East peace process and said negotiations to advance it will resume in earnest next week. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, for Netanyahu, meeting Arafat meant overcoming personal animosity as well as campaign promises never to do so.
Benjamin Netanyahu and Yasser Arafat did shake hands, but most journalists were still waiting to pass through tough security checks when it happened. And if you blinked, you probably missed it. Photographers asked it be repeated. Arafat half smiled while Netanyahu looked somber. Even the second time, it only lasted 4 seconds. And after the joint press conference, when everyone expected another handshake, the two men simply left the room, ignoring journalists' shouted please. During the press conference, the two men spoke straight to the TV cameras, never turning to or addressing each other. There were no Israeli or Palestinian flags, just two wooden podiums. The atmosphere was correct and businesslike, but unlike past meetings with Israeli prime ministers of the previous administration, quite chilly. In the first row sat a group of very tired Israeli and Palestinian officials. They've gotten little sleep the past few nights as they tried to arrange this meeting. Netanyahu said he was committed to the peace process.
After my talks today here, I can observe that both parties reiterate their commitment to the interim agreement and their determination to carry out its implementation. However, I'd like to emphasize that we have to take into account the needs and the requirements of both sides on the basis of reciprocity and the assurance of the security and well-being of both Israelis and Palestinians alike.
For Palestinians, the word implementation was the key that enabled the meeting to take place. Palestinians fear Netanyahu hopes to back away from already signed agreements, a charge the prime minister denied.
I've heard in the Palestinian press and Palestinian quarters that our intention is to fragment, to break up the agreement. This is not true. This is not our intention. We want to advance the issues of concern to all of us, and we want to do so in such a way as to facilitate negotiations on a final status.
Arafat, speaking in Arabic, said the meeting had been positive, and he thanked the Israeli prime minister.
We and Mr. Netanyahu and his government can work together to advance the peace process, the peace of the brave. We should not forget that it was Mr. Shamir and Mr. Netanyahu who started the peace process in Madrid.
When it comes to substance, it appears there wasn't much. One issue that had delayed today's meeting was Israel's promised troop withdrawal from most of the West Bank city of Hebron. Israel insists on more extensive security arrangements for the Jewish settlers there. The Palestinians refused to reopen the issue. Netanyahu said Hebron did not come up in his meeting with Arafat, but it will be one of the first issues on the agenda when the negotiators meet on Monday. But at least for today, the meeting itself was the message. Chemi Shalev, a diplomatic analyst for the Ma'ariv newspaper, says today's handshake was something he thought he'd never see. He says no Israeli government will ever be able to refuse to negotiate with Yasser Arafat or the PLO in the future.
It is a historic day for Israel because there is an element of reconciliation with the past. So I would say that the meeting is very important for the past. I don't know how important it will turn out to be for the future.
But Palestinians say it's the future they're concerned about. Today's meeting came as more and more Palestinians are losing faith in the peace process and in Yasser Arafat. Both Israeli and Palestinian leaders say the meeting is not the end, it's only the beginning of long and tortuous negotiations. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.